The Government Railway Police, in its probe into the Bandra stampede incident, found that the Diwali special train, 05051 from Bandra to Gorakhpur, was delayed by 16 hours. When passengers of the train learnt about the delay, they rushed to get into train 22921 Gorakhpur Antyodaya Express, leading to the stampede, and the Antyodaya Express arrived at Bandra terminus around 2:55 am, 2 hours before its scheduled time, and all the passengers were trying to secure seats on it. The train has 18 compartments, including 16 general ones and 2 for passengers with reservation. As train 05051 was delayed, its passengers rushed to catch the Antyodaya Express, resulting in the Bandra stampede incident. A police officer from GRP told Midday, the teams of RPF, Railway Protection Force, and GRP were present at the station, and were making passengers get into a queue. However, when the train arrived, all the passengers broke the queue and rushed to get into it. Divisional Railway Manager Neeraj Verma and his team visited the site of the incident later in the day, and meanwhile, Dr. Sushil, the Chief Medical Officer, CMO, of Bhabha Hospital in Bandra, said that 10 people have been injured in the incident. Of these, 5 have been admitted in the hospital. They have been identified as Ravindra Harihar Chuma, 30, Ramsevak Ravindra Prasad Prajapati, 29, Parmeshwar Sukhdar Gupta, 28, Sanjay Tilak Ram Kange, 27, and Divyanshu Yogendra Yadav, 18. The condition of all the patients is stable, said Dr. Sushil. 3 of the injured persons have taken discharge against medical advice, DAMA. They have been identified as Shabir Abdul Rahman, 40, Muhammad Sharif Sheikh, 25, and Samir Sheikh, 22. 2 patients have been shifted to King Edward Memorial, KEIM, Hospital in Parel for further treatment. Noor Muhammad Sheikh, 18, is on oxygen support and has suffered multiple injuries in the incident. His condition critical is said to be critical. Indrajit Sahani, 19, has also suffered multiple injuries in the incident and the details of his condition are awaited, Dr. Sushil said.